The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Variety Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericavariety.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the hosts or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
This program contains explicit content and subject matter which may be unsuitable for some listeners. Discretion is advised.
Sex Out Loud is brought to you by the Smitten Kitten, non-toxic quality sex toys and supplies. Visit smittenkittenonline.com.
Smart. Sexy. Kinky. Fun.
Welcome to Sex Out Loud with your host, sex educator, author, and filmmaker, Tristan Taramino. It's sex-positive radio like you've never heard before. Tristan talks about sexuality from every angle with leading authors, experts, artists, and icons. From sex education and sexual politics to BDSM and non-monogamy, nothing is off limits. So get ready to open your mind and expand your horizons. This is Sex Out Loud. And now here's your host, Tristan Taramino.
Welcome to Sex Out Loud. Today's show is being recorded in front of a live studio audience at CatalystCon in Washington, D.C. CatalystCon is an amazing event that brings people together from all areas of the sex-positive world and beyond. The next event is CatalystCon West in Los Angeles, September 27th to the 29th, 2013. And you can go to catalystcon.com to find out more. My guest today is an amazing, amazing person. She's a writer, an educator, and a consultant, and her name is Ducky Doolittle. I want to first just encourage everyone to like give her a giant round of applause because she's Ducky Doolittle.
Thank you.
I'm gonna tell you a little bit more about her, okay? Ducky is the author of Sex with the Lights On, 200 Illuminating Sex Questions Answered. She has spent the last two decades working in the field of sexuality. She's a certified emergency room sexual assault and violence intervention counselor and has trained with Planned Parenthood in comprehensive STD prevention and comprehensive and medically accurate sex education. Ducky tours internationally, performing on campuses, in medical schools, at bachelor parties, at homeless youth drop-in centers, book clubs, church groups, sex shops, and anywhere else she can gather a crowd. She has appeared on HBO's Real Sex, The Morning Show, MTV, NPR, The Howard Stern Show, and Playboy TV, just to name a few. Ducky's unabashed openness about her life developed into a successful career as a journalist and advice columnist. Over the years, she has used her writing and sense of humor to pursue her deep lust for knowledge in regards to sexuality, class, race, gender, culture, compassion, and human rights. Welcome to Sex Out Loud, Ducky.
Thank you. Thank you.
So I want to know the backstory. I know a little bit of it, but I know our listeners would like to hear it. How did Ducky Doolittle become Ducky Doolittle?
I didn't set out to do any of this, which is really funny because, you know, once you have something of a name as a sex educator, there are like so many amazing people coming up into the field and they're always like, how can I do what you do? And I'm like, I don't know. I'm like, I don't know how I got here. You know, people who know my story know that I come from a really rough place, you know, as a child, as an orphan, as a foster child, as a person with disabilities and birth defects. I will be very, very honest and say that there wasn't anybody in the world who had any expectations for me, which can be a really heavy, hard thing, but there also wasn't anybody who had any of their own expectations for me. So I could grow to be exactly who I am on my own terms. I could just be Ducky Doolittle. But I didn't expect to live this long. I'll be really, really honest. I'd never expected to be here. I'm covered in bad tattoos from the 80s. And people are like, what is that? And I'm like, I never expected to have to explain it to you. So I'm not going to do it now. You know, my career as a sex educator is very organic. It's just kind of like, as a young person on the street, I used sex work to get off the streets, to buy a winter coat, to pay my electricity bill, to survive. I'm a poverty class sex worker. And what happened with that is after a number of years, after leaving the industry, coming across other sex workers and other writers, people like Annie Sprinkle and various people who were also sex workers, and had no shame around it. They encouraged me to write. I always wanted to be a writer and start to write about it. It's not that I was a great writer, but I was one of the few people during that time. And Tristan, you're a contemporary. At the same time, there were very few people who were willing to write and talk about sex. And we became celebrities just by the fact that we were willing to put our names out there and our faces out there and write about sex.
And get up on strange like stages and Lower East Side bars and like read our shit.
And talk about it. Well, today with the internet, it just lights me up because they said something like 24% of 17 to 24-year-olds are naked on the internet. I'm like, oh, or through texting. I'm like, there was a day when if there was a nude picture of you, it was scandalous. Scandalous. It could destroy your life. And today, it's pretty normal. People still don't talk about it, but it's pretty normal to text your partner a picture of your boobs. You know, that's how I got here. Was just by being shameless, really. Mm-hmm. When I was a young sex writer, people wanted me to do advice, and I didn't want to do it because I'm like, I don't know anything. Just because I'm willing to talk about it doesn't mean I'm qualified. And so it took years and the backing of various people helping me write material and things like that. And then just years of working and learning and working in the retail business with Babeland. And there's no better, I think, way to learn how to talk about sex than the improv you experience every day working in a sex shop.
It's one true. Person it's entirely after another. Unscripted. And someone comes in the door. You have no idea what they're about to say. You have no idea why they're there.
Yep. Exactly. So that a lot of my knowledge base grew working as a retail worker, you know.
And you're still quite knowledgeable about toys. One of the things that you did here at Catalyst Con is gave this great workshop on female orgasms. And you talked about a toy that you're in love with, the Aneros Evie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Why do you love this toy so much?
Well, this is the thing. Like, I've become known as the Kegel monster, right? Because this is the thing. Like, one of the birth defects I had was that my urinary tract never formed properly. And so when I was 7 years old, they put me in the hospital and they did 13 surgeries on my body. And I was in the hospital for an entire year. And through that process, I had a catheter in my urethra, a little tube, so they would just drain the pee out of my body. When they fixed the problem and I healed, they took the catheter out. I had lost the brain-body connection to my pelvic muscles. And I was friends with my nurses because I had been there for a year, you know, and one of them sat me down and explained to me how to exercise my pelvic muscles.
That's great. I mean, a nurse knew about Kegels.
Yes.
And knew about the PC muscles. Yeah, okay.
Yep. And you were talking 1977. This is a long time ago.
Wow.
And so she told me, you know, you need to go home and do these every single day, at least three times a day. And the thing was, no one ever told me to stop doing the exercises. So what happened is I was about eight, I'm guessing, and I'm in the bathroom and I'm doing my exercises like I always did. I was taught to do them when I wouldn't pee. So you go pee, let all the pee out of your body, squeeze your muscles, that sort of thing. I'm doing my exercises, and before I can get through the full course of 30 flexes, bam, big ass orgasm. I don't even know what an orgasm is. I don't know what masturbating is. All I know is that this feels good. And it was the start of the change of the relationship with my own body, and also the beginning of me becoming hypersexual, because this was a comfort thing for me. You know, I came from a tough place. The relationship I had with my sexuality alone was a source of comfort through all the tough things I saw. I always had this safe place within my own body.
Mm-hmm.
And so I have these really strong Kegel muscles.
Because you've been exercising them for so long.
For so long. Right. It's crazy. And that it also is what has driven me to be a sex educator, just understanding my own experience in my own body. has given me a lot of information and a lot of great conversations with other people who have survived tough things, mm-hmm. from radical hysterectomies to rough childbirth to injuries and accidents. And that we tend to kindred spirits. We tend to, you know, find each other and share information. But the thing is, with the Evie, this is the new product from Aneros. I have access to everything
yes,
on the market.
Absolutely.
You know, the people who make this stuff, they want me to have it. They want me to talk about it. It's rare that a toy really, really, you know, is revolutionary in my experience. And I find with this toy, it looks like a butt toy.
It does. It does. When you see the pictures of it and you can look online, it does. It looks like not a shape that looks like all these other sex toys or mm-hmm. even other Kegel exercisers.
Totally. And part of it is that tight neck, which you would associate with the sphincter muscles and being an anal toy. Mm-hmm. But the vaginal muscles are also at the front, at the base, and they grab it just like the sphincter muscle would if you have tight muscles. So you pop it in. There's a small end that points towards the clitoris, and then you pop it into the vagina, and you hold onto it. Now, for me, with my tight muscles, yeah, I pop it in there, and it feels like a fucking low jack. I mean, it's so tight and solid in there. It's such a great feeling to have something, because my muscles are so strong that I can project anything across the room. You know, it's like a rocket launcher. So I
love that image. I just pictured it perfectly with the Evie, but go ahead.
I like ping pong balls. But anyway, you know, like, so to find something that's going to stay in place was really amazing. And then because of the shape of it, because Aneros is a company that designs medical products, that's their foundation. And now they're moving into realizing that you can mix pleasure with progress
and sexual
mm-hmm. health. So their understanding of anatomy is different from every other company out there. And so not only do the muscles grab it, but then it's designed that as you orgasm and you have those involuntary muscular contractions, the toy rocks back and forth. So it's massaging the G-spot and the clitoris at the same time. So the real power doesn't happen until you start to orgasm, and it takes your orgasm and elongates it. It doesn't even vibrate. It's just a simple, it's all about the design and the curves and how it fits with the body. And now I'm learning, because I'm knowing enough people who are using it, that if you don't have strong muscles, you put it in your body, it doesn't feel like a low jack. So it's one of the few things I found that can help you get some sort of measure of where you are.
Gauge how well developed those muscles may be.
Yes, yes.
And maybe gauge your progress.
Exactly.
As you build that muscle strength.
Yes. And there's been all kinds of devices out there where there'll be a gas tank gauge type thing. Squeeze it and watch the gauge, you know. But to me, it's about introspection and consciousness. And those things I think are kind of gimmicky.
Right.
And so this toy is simplicity and awesomeness. And the idea that this is a toy that I could even wear. I could wear it out in the world if I wanted to. It's a toy. It's just a very unique product in the scope of millions of products on the market right now.
Okay, well, we've got to take a break. But one of the places you can buy that product happens to be one of my sponsors, the Smitten Kitten. The Smitten Kitten is a sex toy store for everyone with an amazing selection of really high quality products. You can go to their store in Minneapolis or online at smittenkittenonline.com. Use coupon code Tristan for 20% off your Evie purchase, because that was a ringing endorsement, and all your other purchase. Stay with us. We're going to take a little break, and then we'll be back with more Sex Out Loud.
Streaming live, the leader in internet talk radio, VoiceAmerica.com.
Hello, Sex Out Loud listeners. This is Jennifer from the Smitten Kitten. Did you know that you can get 20% off your entire purchase at smittenkittenonline.com? All you have to do to get your discount is use the coupon code Tristan. That's T-R-I-S-T-A-N. That means you can get 20% off all Enjoy surgical steel toys, 20% off all Vixen Creation silicone toys, including Tristan's signature butt plugs, and you can also get all of Tristan's DVDs, the entire Vivid Ed series she did, and the Chemistry series for 20% off. Sex Out Loud listeners can get 20% off of everything at smittenkittenonline.com. Smitten Kitten specializes in high-quality sex toys and supplies. We're well-known for having an amazing selection of toys made of silicone and other body-safe materials. Shopping on our website is easy. You can chat online with a Smitten Kitten sex educator, or you can call us anytime at 888-751-0523. Everything is 20% off at smittenkittenonline.com when you use coupon code Tristan at the checkout.
Turn off the TV and pick up the remote control that is sure to please. Worn while making love, the WeVibe 3 features whisper quiet motors that will keep you anything but quiet. We can't help it if the rechargeable battery lasts longer than you do. Learn more about the world's number one vibrator for couples at WeVibe.com. WeVibe, share the pleasure.
Ready to take your sex life to the next level? Let Tristan Taramino's award-winning Expert Guide Sex Education Series help. Each DVD is packed with honest information, explicit techniques, scorching sex scenes, authentic chemistry, and real female orgasms. Go to puckerup.com and use coupon code SEXOUTLOUD for 25% off your order.
You're tuned in to Sex Out Loud with your host, Tristan Taramino. We want to hear from you. If you have a question or comment, please send an email to Tristan at puckerup.com. That's Tristan at puckerup.com. Now back to the show.
Welcome back to Sex Out Loud. Today we're recording in front of a live studio audience. We're at Catalyst Con in Washington, D.C., a great sex-positive event, and their next event is actually Catalyst Con West, which is happening September 27th to the 29th, 2013, in Los Angeles. Go to catalystcon.com to find out more. We are talking with one of the most highly visible people at this conference. She was on the opening keynote plenary. She led a game of dirty bingo last night that will stay forever in my mind. She's sex educator, author, performer, amazing person, Ducky Doolittle. So, Ducky, before the break, we were talking about your love of this sex toy. And now we have a question from our audience.
Let's do it.
Hi, Ducky. My name's Leah, and I'm from Washington, D.C. And my question for you is, in such a sex-negative culture, how do we become comfortable enough in our own sexuality to feel comfortable using toys like the Eevee?
I think that sometimes we look at culture and the people around us and we let those things influence what we do with our lives. And that can be a positive thing, and sometimes it can be a negative thing. Nobody needs to know that you use a toy. I think a lot of people have a kind of break through that barrier the first time they walk into a sex shop, like a brick and mortar sex shop. I have felt exactly what you're feeling myself. Even as a former sex worker, I went for the first time to buy a sex toy at Eve's Garden in New York City.
Oh my gosh.
Which was like a sex shop it's still there. It's in 57th Street.
I don't know if it's still there, but
it is.
It is.
It is, yeah. And it's in an office building. It's like, not only is it scary sometimes to go buy a sex toy, but then to have to go up an elevator into an office building and up to a silent door, and you know, do I knock on it? Do I just walk in? It just had a little sign that said Eve's Garden, you know, and to shop, and I wasn't sure if people were watching me shop. Can I touch these things? You know, but it's like stepping over a threshold. Like, you take one little step at a time. It's like the first time you ask a partner for something you want in bed. It feels so scary. The first time I asked a partner to touch himself in front of me, I was so nervous. I think I thought about it for like 2 weeks. Should I? And then I'm like, would you be willing to touch yourself for me? And he's like, hell yeah, let's do it. You know? And there I am, like, worrying about things that you really don't need to worry about. And so once I asked a question once, then suddenly the doors open. And how accepting he was in that situation made me go, I think I could ask for anything, you know? And I'm a former peep show girl at this point, you know? You can look at me and think that I'm the most confident person in the world, but I'm actually a very shy person. I'm actually a very introverted person. And it's part of like we were on the keynote together, Tristan, and I was saying I'm not political because I'm a very introverted person. I'm very much about asking people to look inside themselves and not looking out into the world. And thank God there are people out there who can be political activists. I know I changed the world and I know I'm an activist in my own right, but my personality doesn't account for that. So it's okay to be shy and it's okay, you know, and it's okay to be scared, but don't let it stop you.
That's great advice. And one of the things that you do is you also speak to a lot of different kind of people. I mean, I'm struck by all the different kind of places you show up and you do sex ed. And it seems like you're reaching out beyond simply the Babelands and Smitten Kittens of this world. And I'm wondering how you get a room full of people to be comfortable and ask you questions.
For me, these are learning events. Like bachelorette parties are a good example. I've done thousands of bachelorette parties and they seem like these trivial little things to most people in the world. Like, oh, people are going to be drunk and they're going to giggle and you're going to talk about blowjobs. Well, in truth, doing bachelorette parties has been one of the most amazing learning experiences for me because once I do one bachelorette party, friends in that group are of the same age and they start to come up and get married and they pass me around from friends to friend to friend to friend. Like I knew no advertising. It's all word of mouth. And so at one point I was locked into this circle of doing all these Orthodox Jewish girls bachelorette parties and they're all virgins or they identify as virgins, but they have sexual experiences that sometimes were quite, extreme in my opinion. Like they're having anal sex because they want to hold their vaginal virginity, things like that. It's like one little step at a time, but I try to open up myself as purely as possible and be as accepting as possible because I'm a pretty radical soul to walk into a room full of virgins and teach sex. But it's my job. It really is all about them. It's not about me. So if I can put my attention on the bride-to-be and I can open up a safe space for people to have a conversation and I become the person who drives and facilitates the room, but it's all about them. And I think that's what helps is everywhere I go, I'm in service. I'm in service to the people in front of me.
Now, I'm going to focus on something that maybe not everyone would focus on in that story, and that is the anal sex. I know, shocking.
Back to the butt,
totally
Tristan.
Shocking. But you're a lover of the anal sex.
You could say this, yes.
As am I. Mm-hmm. I feel a kindred spirit with you in that. And I'm wondering how you've seen the dialogue shift around anal sex when we started in the late 90s versus now.
Wow. Well, I think, you know, you certainly were the movement. You were the anal sex movement in terms of like getting people to understand even that females loved anal sex. It was this idea that.
But I remember you teaching anal sex classes way, way, way back in the day. You were like the only other person I knew even talking about it.
Yeah. But I think part of me, I'm an old punk and part of me loves shock appeal. So some of that was probably as much shock appeal. Like I like to get in front of a microphone and say pussy. It's the first word I say, pussy. I'm going to talk about pussy tonight because I love linguistics and language. So you give me a microphone and a chance to say butthole and I'm going to do it. You know, so some of that was probably young bravado, you know. It's the old Wendy O. Williams punk rock, you know, Jello Biafra influence on who I am that I'm just going to go and tell the world to fuck off. And I would do it by talking about anal sex sometimes because it was so offensive to people, you know.
But you never did it in a jokey. So it was humorous and it was entertaining, but it was also always educational and it was never shaming.
No, not shaming at all. It was actually, I think everything I do, there's a lot of welcoming love in there. But you're probably talking about my old show, Amazing Objects Removed from Human Rectums.
I think I am.
Yes. And that was a comedy piece that actually ended with I would close it with a lot of like, look, there's good things you can do with your ass and there's really good products you can use. And you don't have to put a lemon and a jar of cold cream in your butt, you know? And so with a lot of humor, that's the, you know, punk rock bravado. But then I learned that as much as people like to hear the funny things, they also really, really need the education. And that's where a lot of that came together. But again, products, you know, look at some of these companies like Tantus who are just making beautiful butt products or Vixen or, you know, I think that products have been a great spearhead for that because at a certain point, everybody just started talking about flared bases. Flared mm-hmm. bases. You need a flared base. It was like, it was really about safety in anal sex more than anything.
Right.
How it's changed. I mean, I think that the internet has been such a major influence on everything from consumer knowledge to, you know, shopping for products to normalizing what is normal. It's very normal. People understand that most people have sex toys today. So you don't have to be ashamed if someone stumbles onto it on your nightstand. You can go, yeah, that's my sex toy, you know, and you're okay, you know.
And now the TSA, I mean, knows these intimate things about us too. So,
yeah.
So any of us who travel have that little interaction on a regular basis.
And also then we see the blog post where somebody talks about their interaction and they go, okay, if they survived it, I can survive it too.
Right.
And, you know, I think the internet is just so phenomenal. Like all those naked pictures of people, all the normalization, all of the, like, you know, like FetLife is something I just love because you just see real bodies mm-hmm. everywhere, you know, and in terms of sexuality and
well, you must love also the language of FetLife. One of the things that's interesting about FetLife OS to me is that people can create new categories of desire, pleasure, turn-ons, kinks, fetishes.
Oh, linguistically. Ah, I light up.
Right. So it's like you can create this category. I also originated a turn-on on FetLife. I don't know if you know what it is.
Please tell me.
To-do lists.
Oh, you pervert. That doesn't surprise me, but it's so awesomely dirty and anal.
So I want to talk before we go about your book, which is Sex with the Lights On. It's a really fantastic book. It's one that I recommend a lot when I go on college campuses. And I want you to give me some highlights, either from the book or from your career. What do you think is the most common sex question you get asked?
Well, the book itself, the subtitle is 200 Illuminating Sex Questions Answered. For years, I've passed out blank index cards and let people ask me any question they want. And I sort of maniacally saved every index card. You're going to love this, Tristan. I have a Dewey Decimal System box and I file them by sex act and body part. Look at her. She's all lit up. She's really excited. So I saved every question. And then when my publisher came to me and wanted to do a book, I was like, I could do a book with every person I've ever met. And I went through the box and just picked the top 200 questions I'm ever asked. The number one question I ever get is primarily from straight women who want to have orgasms from penetration alone.
Mm-hmm.
They think that that's the way, the proper way to have an orgasm. They feel like that'll be a bonding experience with their partners. They feel like they're letting their partners down if they don't. And anybody who teaches sex or, you know, has read knows that, you know, most women don't orgasm from penetration alone. It doesn't mean you can't learn to, or, you know, but you might not ever.
Right.
And your body's perfect. It's perfect exactly
as
it is.
You're not broken. Mm-mm. There's nothing wrong with you.
You don't need a pill. You don't need a doctor.
Right.
You probably need some time alone with your body and a badass sex toy.
And you need to bring your clit into the mix. I mean, let's just say that right out there, that in fact, a lot of people can learn to come by adding clitoral stimulation to intercourse and penetration.
Mm-hmm.
That's
the
solution
yeah.
for some people. And to let go of this notion that it has to happen in this certain way.
I call the clit is the center of the fucking universe. Everything, like all your nerve endings stem from that place. You know, they go down through your vulva. So you have the sort of wishbone shape, the 1-inch shaft on an average person. The nerves go up into your body, towards your navel, through your legs, past your butt, up your spine into your brain. That's how your pussy controls the universe.
Oh, Ducky, mm-hmm. You just wrap it up all so nicely for me. I wish we had more time, but we don't. The conference continues. Thank you so much for being on Sex Out Loud, Ducky.
Tristan, you and I will be together forever. I'm sure of it. It's been so many years. You're stuck with me.
You're stuck with me.
Awesome.
Ducky Doolittle is a sex educator, a certified sexual assault and violence intervention counselor, a writer, and a sex toy consultant. You can find her online at her blog, lipstickstainsonyourpillow.com. You can follow her on Twitter at DuckyDuckyDoo, DuckyDuckyDOO, and on Facebook at facebook.com/DuckyDoolittle. All of these links and more can be found on sexoutloudradio.com. Click on the link for episode resources. Coming up next in the show, we have Malay Vinuvong from the Aneros Company, creator of the only medically patented prostate massager on the market, and one of Ducky's favorite toys, the Eevee. Stay with us. More Sex Out Loud when we return.
Stimulating talk.
It gets those synapses in the brain firing really fast.
All the time. The number one internet talk station where your opinion counts. VoiceAmerica.com.
This is Jennifer Pritchett from The Smitten Kitten. We're huge Tristan Taramino fans, just like you, and we're so proud to be the presenting sponsor for Sex Out Loud. If you're not already familiar with Smitten Kitten, here's the deal. We're an education-based sex toys and supplies retailer. We sell high-quality, non-toxic, and artist-made sex toys, organic lubes, and all kinds of kinky stuff, including hard-to-find vegan options. We cater to an incredibly diverse clientele and specialize in helping you find new sexual interests, expand your sexual skill sets, and even troubleshoot sexual issues with you. We are here to help you feel confident and sexy. We spend a ton of time and energy curating our selection of products to make sure we have the best selection, be it silicone dildos, pegging and strap-on equipment, vibrators, or ethically made porn. Our mission is to make sex-positive culture accessible to everyone. Don't miss our free streaming explicit educational videos, many of which were directed by Tristan herself, on our website, smittenkittenonline.com. Get inspired by Tristan's amazing show, Sex Out Loud, and then visit us online at our Minneapolis location.
Ready to take your sex life to the next level? Let Tristan Taramino's award-winning expert guide sex education series help. Each DVD is packed with honest information, explicit techniques, scorching sex scenes, authentic chemistry, and real female orgasms. Go to puckerup.com and use coupon code SEXOUTLOUD for 25% off your order.
You're tuned in to Sex Out Loud with your host, Tristan Taramino. We want to hear from you. If you have a question or comment, please send an email to Tristan at puckerup.com. That's Tristan at puckerup.com. Now back to the show.
Welcome back to Sex Out Loud. Today's show is being recorded in front of a live studio audience at Catalyst Con in Washington, D.C. And my next guest is Malay Venuvong, the Director of Client Relations at Aneros. Aneros is the home of products scientifically designed for sexual wellness and pleasure. Backed by years of testimonials from happy customers and great reviews on radio, books, magazines, and the web, Aneros has established itself as the ultimate source for sexual fulfillment. Since 1996, the Aneros company is dedicated to bringing its customers unique, effective sexual aids, promoting health as well as pleasure. Aneros manufactures the world-famous hands-free Aneros prostate perineum stimulators, which provide incredible sexual pleasure by directly stimulating the prostate, which is also called the male G-spot. Aneros is really this groundbreaking company. They developed the first generation of prostate sex toys, and they weren't even developed as sex toys. And these are products that I recommend every single day to people because they really are incredible. So I'm so glad to finally talk to someone from the company. Welcome to Sex Out Loud, Malay.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
And you're pretty knowledgeable because as I understand it, you graduated from college and got your very first job, and it's at Aneros.
Yes.
Okay, so first, let's get the backstory on how Aneros even came to be.
High Island Health is the parent company of Aneros. Aneros is just the sexual wellness brand. And it started with Mr. Takashima, Mr. T. He is an inventor. And he pretty much just wanted to create a device that men could use in the privacy of their own homes, you know, not having to go to a physician to massage the prostate. And he worked with a urologist friend and developed the prostate massager. That's the name of the original prostate massager. And that went to market, like I said, in 97. And it just, everything just blossomed from there.
I mean, this was one of these cases where he's creating this device, and in many ways, it began to be marketed through these medical circles.
Right.
So men who are having prostate issues, who are having enlarged prostates, and who want something other than medication or medical intervention, who want kind of more holistic products, they're saying, hey, you need prostate massage, and here's a do-it-yourself prostate massager.
Exactly, right.
But then, as I understand it, sales started increasing at such a rapid rate that that someone sort of stopped and said, wait, hold on a second. If there's a fan club for this, is everyone using it as a medical device?
Yes. Yes, I mean, we started getting calls from younger guys, you know, guys who were like, is it okay to use this
if I
recreationally?
Don't.
Exactly, and that's what we call it. It's recreational use, and there's use for health. And we said, yeah, totally. And it took a couple of years till we realized that that part was starting to kind of outweigh the segment of men who were using it just for health reasons. Mm-hmm. And so that's when we decided to, okay, branch off and start Aneros and start creating devices that were specifically for pleasure.
You really, I mean, are the gold standard, the original. I would say that now there is an entire market simply of prostate pleasure toys.
Mm-hmm.
And you kicked that off.
Yeah. Yeah.
So what do you think about all the other products that have sort of come into the market? I mean, in some ways, I feel like you made it okay for them to exist.
We are very happy that that's happened. You know, it's, in some ways, it's like it's being more accepted. The interest is growing. People are okay with it now. It's almost like, okay, we have permission to do this. We'll try this out. And that definitely makes our job easier.
Right.
We're not going to stop producing these devices. So the bigger the market, you know, the more excited we are.
Now, we just heard from Ducky Doolittle, mm-hmm. who raved about one of your newest toys,
yes,
which just came on the market, called the Eevee.
Right.
Tell me about it.
Eevee is a Kegel exerciser with pleasure incentives. I like to say it's a reason to exercise. You know, Kegel exercise is important to all women of all backgrounds, of all ages, pelvic health in general. So it's something that's designed to be worn, so it's convenient, and it also gives pleasure. The more you use it, the more intense the stimulation goes on.
I mean, so. I think that's a really good point about Kegels. Mm-hmm. First of all, exercising our PC muscles, but doing Kegel exercises has been linked to all sorts of benefits.
Right.
From having stronger orgasms,
right.
better orgasms, more intense orgasms, mm-hmm. but also our urinary health.
Exactly.
We know that as women age, our urinary health starts to go a little downhill.
Right.
Let's just say it,
right.
downhill.
The
and
whole...
then we see the Poise commercials for the diapers, and then we're like, okay, so now we're going to sneeze, and we're going to pee, and
exactly.
we're doing these pads, and it's like on and on and on. And the truth is, if you keep those muscles in good shape, and I know this even for people who've given birth, people in their 30s
right.
who've given birth and who say, I feel like my pelvic floor muscles dropped out of the bottom of my body.
Mm-hmm.
And they have to really redevelop the tone and the strength of them. But if you do it throughout your life, you can actually avoid these problems with urinary incontinence.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And you can also increase just your sexual health in general.
Right.
I was reading Joan Price's book, who talks about a lot about senior sex and how people who take a break from sex, whether a partner dies or they become celibate for whatever reason, start to actually lose muscle tone, and that they have to really stay on top of it. If they haven't had sex for 5 years and then they go to have sex, all of these issues arise that eventually lead to discomfort and pain because those muscles aren't toned.
Exactly.
But the Eevee to me looks entirely different from any other Kegel exerciser that's been on the market. So how did you come up with this shape?
Well, everything that we do is anatomically designed. So everything that we do is pretty much from scratch. We look at the anatomy itself, what shape will fit, what will work, and then produce it and actually send it out to, we have a group of testers who are just awesome.
Okay, wait, no. This is a job people want. Wait, what? So hold the phone. So there are market testers
yes.
for Aneros.
Yes.
And you send them prototypes.
Yes.
And they fill out diagrams. They masturbate.
Yes.
They use the product.
Yep. Yeah. And just tell us
and then they
what
give
they
you
think.
Feedback.
Absolutely. Yeah.
See, this is the other reason why your toys are so amazing and they're so successful, because people are trying them before they go to market.
Yes. And we tweak them afterwards.
And how does one apply to get on this little board?
You know, that's a frequent question that we get, is just these guys, we have a pool of people who have been fans of Enero since we've been out. So these people are just, they have all sorts of devices. Anything that we put out, Enero's, they'll try and they'll love. Mm. And they'll reach out to us and say, this is amazing. You know, this is what I got out of it compared to this particular model. And we've just kept in constant contact with them, and they've just kind of been a part of our family. We have a list of go-to people.
I love that idea. And do you think since you first started, there has been a shift in how men talk about anal pleasure, their own anal pleasure and prostate pleasure?
Yes. It's happening slowly. I like to mention our forum on the website. It's actually 36,000 members strong, and the majority of them are men. And to kind of read the threads of men recommending these products together, even giving each other tips about how to use a particular model, is just mind-blowing. You know, because we have contact directly with the end consumer or the user, mm-hmm. and the attitude is totally different in a public atmosphere. Mm-hmm. But on this forum, to see them be so open with each other, you know, and so active and just generous with the information, is just... it's awesome.
Now, what do you say, because I'm sure this happens to you, what do you say to the person, the guy, who is like, no way, never, nothing's going in my butt?
It's more about working through that person's insecurities and their misconceptions about it, because even to this day, a lot of people think that prostate play is very much just a gay thing, a homosexual thing. And we like to say, if you have a prostate, you can enjoy prostate stimulation. It has nothing to do with your orientation. The saying is, it's not how you do it, it's who you do it with. Right. I know it doesn't apply to everyone, but it's still kind of true. It's just asking them to try it. Just give it a try. Just have an open mind, because our customer base is 75% straight men. Mm-hmm. So it's like giving that information, telling them that these are men who are married, these are men with female partners. You're not alone. You're not.
Right.
You know, and for some people, it's changed their lives. It's helped them get a little more intimate, that the connection is better with their partners. They're able to enjoy sex in a different way and mm-hmm. discover things about themselves they never knew just by giving this a try.
Well, and I think that is one of the keys, that the ultimate selling point, which is this can actually radically alter mm-hmm. your sex life.
Definitely.
This can give you stronger erections for some people. It can give you more pleasure. It can give you a different kind of an orgasm.
Absolutely.
Prostate stimulation.
Yeah.
And so it's really about kind of expanding your horizons. But I do feel like there's still this cultural baggage and all these assumptions that mm-hmm. guys have to get over. And I'm wondering, when you do trade shows and when you interact with the public, if you ever get still people who push back against it.
Oh, fiercely. Yeah, definitely. Especially if it's a group of friends, a group of guys. It's never something that even crosses their mind. Mm-hmm. You know, with couples, it's easier, I guess, because I guess the female partner gives the man permission to try this out.
Right.
You know, as a couple, if they negotiate it, yes, it's something we're interested in. Let's give it a shot. But for the most part, men are just like, the whole my ass is exit only mentality. It's
off limits.
Frustrating. Yeah. But you get through to some. There's always the gem. One or two people who are like, you're no kidding. All right, I'll give it a try. And they're worth
all
the hours.
Stuff.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Well, thank you so much for being on Sex Out Loud.
Thank you, Tristan.
You guys make incredible products. It's not just Ducky who is a fan of your products. I mean, I recommend them every single day.
Thank you.
Malay Vanuvong is the Director of Client Relations for Eneros, which can be found on the web at Eneros, AneroS.com, on Twitter at Eneros, and on Facebook, Facebook.com/Eneros. Stay with us. Our next guest coming up is from Sports Sheets. More Sex Out Loud when we return.
The Internet's number one talk station.
Number one talk station.
VoiceAmerica.com.
Hello, Sex Out Loud listeners. This is Jennifer from the Smitten Kitten. Did you know that you can get 20% off your entire purchase at smittenkittenonline.com? All you have to do to get your discount is use the coupon code Tristan. That's T-R-I-S-T-A-N. That means you can get 20% off all Enjoy surgical steel toys, 20% off all Vixen Creation silicone toys, including Tristan's signature butt plugs, and you can also get all of Tristan's DVDs, the entire Vivid Ed series she did, and the Chemistry series for 20% off. Too. Sex Out Loud listeners can get 20% off of everything at smittenkittenonline.com. Smitten Kitten specializes in high-quality sex toys and supplies. We're well-known for having an amazing selection of toys made of silicone and other body-safe materials. Shopping on our website is easy. You can chat online with a Smitten Kitten sex educator, or you can call us anytime at 888-751-0523. Everything is 20% off at smittenkittenonline.com when you use coupon code Tristan at the checkout.
Looking to add something fun and different to your sexual experiences? Then try AstroGlide X, premium silicone personal lubricant. AstroGlide X contains a unique blend of high-quality silicones that provide a silky smooth experience unlike any other. AstroGlide X is also waterproof and perfect for water play. Not only does AstroGlide X last longer than all water-based products and is hypoallergenic and latex-safe, it's even great for massage. For more information and a free sample, visit astroglide.com.
Ready to take your sex life to the next level? Let Tristan Taramino's award-winning expert guide sex education series help. Each DVD is packed with honest information, explicit techniques, scorching sex scenes, authentic chemistry, and real female orgasms. Go to puckerup.com and use coupon code SEXOUTLOUD for 25% off your order.
You're tuned in to Sex Out Loud with your host, Tristan Taramino. We want to hear from you. If you have a question or comment, please send an email to Tristan at puckerup.com. That's Tristan at puckerup.com. Now back to the show.
Welcome back to Sex Out Loud. Today's show is being recorded in front of a live studio audience at Catalyst Con in Washington, D.C. And my final guest is the CEO of Sportsheets International and a sex toy innovator, Tom Stewart.
Hi, Tristan.
Hi. I want to give everyone a little background on Sportsheets, Tom, because the name comes from the Sport Sheet, which was your very first product. It was a Velcro bondage bed sheet, and you created it while serving as a helicopter pilot in the Marines in the late 1980s.
Right. I'm that old.
Well, okay. So you banked on that this was a unique idea that no one had done before. And then you thought, hey, maybe I can expand this. In your backstory, I read somewhere that it was inspired by an episode of the David Letterman show.
Right.
That you decided to develop this bondage device based on David Letterman. So you've got to tell us that story.
Okay. We were in the officers. I was a officer in the military, in the Marine Corps, a helicopter pilot. And there were 21 single guys in the squadron. So it was a testosterone frat house, paid by the government. Thank you all very much. And we would go to the O Club and talk about sex and drink beer. I mean, that's pretty much what we did. And somebody said, hey, did you see that Letterman episode the other night? And somebody goes, yeah, he jumped on a Velcro wall and stuck. And somebody said, without missing a beat, wouldn't it be cool if you could stick your girlfriend to a wall and have sex with her?
Stuck to Velcro.
Yeah. And then you could move her around. Oh, yeah. Put her in different positions. This would be awesome. So there was like six of us standing around, and nobody went, well, that's a stupid idea. So this sort of became a running joke in the group. And every time we saw a good-looking girl, we'd nudge, one of the six and go, hey, how'd you like to Velcro her? Oh, that'd be cool. So the Velcro wall went from a wall to a table, and then it morphed into a, well, if you can make a table, why don't you just make a bed sheet? And that's when the light bulb went on for me. It's like, oh my God, a Velcro bed sheet. Oh my God, that would be so awesome. And you could, like, you could position your partner anywhere and they could get out anytime they wanted to because it's Velcro. Mm-hmm. So we started, this joke sort of evolved and it was just a conversation. And we started talking to girls, our girlfriends, our friends of friends, and girls in the Oak Club. And we said, hey, what would you think? Would you do like Velcro bondage? And 98% of the people who didn't run away from us said, yeah, if I could get out, I'd try it. And that was the sticking point. It's like, if I could get out, I'd try it. Because most people said, I wouldn't do it if I couldn't get out.
Traditional and, rope bondage,
right,
where
yeah,
you'd have to be cut out of it in some right cases. Right.
So, you know, it became sort of a safety net. And this was the recurring, I guess, thought or acceptance thought that kept coming up in different customers that we talked to. Well, a buddy of mine in the squadron, his wife was a seamstress, and she says, I'll make you a set of sheets. So I called the guy from Velcro. There's actually a guy from Velcro. And I told him what I had in mind. And I was really uncomfortable. You know, I'm in the military. I'm an officer. It's like, oh, God, I could lose my commission. You know, that kind of paranoia. This is like 20 plus years ago. So it was not out like it is now. So the guy starts laughing. And he goes, that's the best application for Velcro I've ever heard in my life. And so he got together and he showed me these two materials that we still use today. And it's Velcro is a hook and loop. And the loop is the fuzzy stuff. Mm-hmm. But this is soft. It's kind of like the headliner of your car. So mm-hmm, it's almost kind of, it feels like felt, very soft. And then the hook that we use that this guy showed us was used to hang lead curtains in nuke plants. And it's used to put the carpet on your car. They can put it down once and take it up and then reposition the carpet if they get it wrong. But after that, it's set. So it's very, very strong Velcro. But with a sheet, it works perfectly. You know, it will hold the strongest person pulling against it. But you just peel it up like any Velcro. Everybody's played with Velcro. You just peel Velcro up and it's out. But mm-hmm, you can't pull it on a sheer force, a sliding force. So that's the magic of Velcro. And because you can get out any time, you're in control. And with BDSM, you know, there's a top and a bottom, and this really gives a safety net to people who don't have a lot of experience with this. Mm-hmm. So I think because of the sport sheet, people were able to step into this with a safety net.
And this is absolutely how you've positioned the company very brilliantly, and you're the gateway drug.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
You package your stuff and you produce it in a way that it doesn't feel intimidating. It's not this like heavy leather. We're in the dungeon. You know, it's all very sort of soft. And this is just Velcro, people. We're just playing with Velcro.
Right.
And it's a way for people to access it who maybe normally wouldn't be able to access this kind of stuff and these kind of desires and these kind of fantasy role plays.
You know, I think one of the most interesting things was 20 years ago, there weren't these kind of conventions and novelty shows and things like where you could show sex toys. Mm-hmm. So my brother, who co-invented the sport sheet with me, found a swingers convention in Los Angeles, and they had a little vending area. So we signed up, and we met swingers. And, you know, people would buy the sport sheet, take it up to the room, and try it with their friends. And then they come down and go, okay, I love this, but could you do this and make this adjustment? Can you make this product for me? And all of a sudden, all these ideas are coming in that we never even thought of. And my brother and I are looking at each other like, yeah, we could do that, sure. And this became, you know, we just started building these accessories. And the sport sheet was kind of like a Lego set, like mm-hmm, the base set. And we made sure that everything was compatible after that, you know, so you could still use it with a set or you can use them without.
But
you know?
You've gone beyond the sport sheet
yeah
itself now. I mean,
oh, yeah. We've got over 350 products now.
Right. The under-the-bed restraint system, which is still one of the best tools that everyone should have in their toy box because it converts any bed, including a hotel bed, into a bondage bed. I just used it in one of my movies.
God bless you.
And I've used it many times before. I love it. And you have the doggy-style strap. You've got an over-the-door sling. And you have this whole new line called Sex and Mischief, which, first of all, I've got to tell everyone, Tom is wearing this, like, really nicely tailored suit. He came to this interview, like, super dressed up, like I was Oprah or something, for reals, people. And he's wearing his signature, what I call the Christian Grey tie, but it's actually the Sex and Mischief Grey tie, which they sell now as part of, you know, this whole 50 Shades craze. But you have this whole new line now, which is marketed at a different price point.
Right.
And really picking up on some of these themes from 50 Shades. Tell me about that.
Well, we the tie is, I think, the most fun part about this whole line. When I was reading the book, before the thing really hit, it kind of peaked in April of 2011.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And we were developing this thing. We had debuted this in January, the previous January, at the big novelty show. And I was reading about the tie in the book, and I thought, you know, every guy's got a tie, but not everybody wants to blow their best tie on putting a knot in it, and then, you know, because guys are so really stupid, and they wind up cutting their tie because they've tied the thing too tight because they're dopes and they haven't read any stuff and they don't know what they're doing. So I thought, you know, they really need like a disposable tie. So we got these ties, a gray tie, and it looks kind of like the cover of a book, and we sold 80,000 of these things.
Oh my God.
And that's probably more ties than Men's Warehouse has sold in the entire year. And it's less than $10. You know, so you can tie it up. You can throw it away. You can cut it in half, or you can even wear it out for a date.
And I think that's on it too.
And clean
and
up.
Just get another one.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly.
the sex and mischief line started out as we wanted to do a softer approach to our restraints. And we thought, you know, when you go into an adult boutique, there's just what I call a vomit of color on the walls. And we thought, you know, what if we did a David Yurman, Tom Ford look where it's black and white?
They echo sort of a fashion-y model kind of look. They're also a little bit pin-up-y, some of them. Some of the aesthetics of the girls and the way they're styled is very pin-up-y. So it has a very iconic look. It definitely, all the packaging kind of stands out. It's super pretty. I don't know how else to describe it. It's very pretty. All of it's very pretty.
Yeah, thanks. It's really fun to look at. And then what was really funny was we got a lot of awards, you know, for the packaging and for the marketing, for the Sex and Mischief line. And then when we looked at the old, what was now the old Sportsheet stuff, we looked back and we went, oh my God, that just looks so bad compared to Sex and Mischief. So we kind of screwed ourselves by making Sex and Mischief look so good, and it was the lower price line.
Right.
That the Sportsheet's premium products now looked ugly compared. And so we said, well, all right, we're going to have to do a new photo shoot, new concept, new all this. And 6 months later, the new Sportsheets Premium has rolled out in new packaging. And we've got a lot of compliments on that.
Well, we're here at Catalyst Con. And I'm just wondering, before we go, because we're out of time, if you'll share with us just something that you heard or saw or learned this weekend that has really had an impact on you.
Okay, two things right off the bat. There is a senior, a young lady, and I was at my exhibit area, and she comes up to me. She goes, oh my God, the under-the-bed restraint kit. I have one under my dorm bed. And I'm like, and you're a senior in college? That's so cool. When I was in college, I was just happy to get laid. Just straight intercourse was all. I was, please, somebody have sex with me, let alone tie me up and do me in my dreams. So looking at the younger demographic, I'm amazed that a senior in college has got this stuff in college, and all her roommates and dorm buddies know about this thing. She's not shy about it. You know,
nope.
She's here, so she's pretty open about her sexuality.
Right.
And it was like, oh my God, all right, there's the future. You know, there's the new market as a manufacturer, as a businessman. There's my new demographic. And since I'm like, you know, I'm 57 now, I'm way disconnected from what a 19, 20-year-old college senior is going through. So I've got to get some younger people in and figure this thing out. And at Sportsheets, you know, we're low tech, high intercourse. So don't look for us on social marketing. But if you want an
social
orgasm,
media. It's social, social,
yeah,
social
exactly.
Media.
Well, that's what I say. You know. So if you're looking for a tweet or something like that, don't count on us. But if you want a good orgasm and have some great sex, grab some Sportsheets products.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for being on Sex Out Loud, Tom.
Tristan, thanks so much for having me.
Tom Stewart is the founder and CEO of Sportsheets International, Inc. Their products can be found at sportsheets.com. Also, their new line, sexandmischief.com. Their fantastic line, very self-explanatory, sexintheshower.net. All of these links and more can be found at sexoutloudradio.com. Click on the link for episode resources. Tune in next Friday at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern for a new episode of Sex Out Loud. Until then, I encourage you to keep the discussion going on Facebook.com/AskTristan, on Twitter at Sex Out Loud Radio, and in your own life. Take some time to talk about sex out loud.
That's a wrap on today's show. Go to voiceamerica.com to listen to this and other episodes on demand or as podcasts. And make sure you come back next Friday night at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 Pacific, for Sex Out Loud with Tristan Taramino on Voice America Variety. Sex Out Loud is brought to you by the Smitten Kitten, non-toxic quality sex toys and supplies. Visit smittenkittenonline.com.